I wonder, do we know time as a concept apart from other concepts? Concepts such as attention, focus, productivity, space, embodiment, pace, efficiency, synchronicity, prompts. And I ask this question because I'm thinking about time as fluidity, a state of embodiment as fluid, being fluid, and therefore I recognize a more circular or cyclical approach to time. I also propose practices of circular time, adhering to concepts such as incubation, hibernation, recuperation, reflection, recovery, and convalescence, where one reserves time specifically for replenishment. It is my experience that today's interpretation of time automatically assumes a scarcity. I think this translates into relating, working, and producing with a singular focus, demanding fixation and absorption. One goal, one road to attain the goal. I think this deprives us of anything, anyone, any process that can be found on side roads, in labyrinths, in confusion, or in non-focus, non-temporal structures. My advocacy in regards to radical slowness comes from my experience of losing consciousness. My embodiment comes with a slowing down of heart rate and blood pressure, which causes me to lose consciousness. And it's a very valuable experience. It can also be very a great inconvenience, but the experience of slowing down, of actually slowing motion, is something that I embrace the embodied knowledge that comes with it.